I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams duking it out in their final debate for the midterm elections. Here, Governor Kemp criticizing his opponent's past crime policies.
She proposed in 2018 eliminating cash bail. Men and women in law enforcement know who is going to be with them, who has had their back and will continue to have their back, and that is me. And that's why we have the endorsement of 107 sheriffs around the state.
Sound courtesy of WSB TV. Here's Abrams saying that she is not for defunding the police.
I did not say, and nor do I believe in defunding the police. He is lying again. And I have never said that I believe in defunding the police. I believe in public safety and accountability.
WSB TV again with the sound. In the aftermath of the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, in their San Francisco residence, Republican New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis tells Fox Report with John Scott that the Pelosi attack is similar to the crime issues in New York City.
I think it's a terrible situation, and certainly we should always condemn violence and assault. That is one of the biggest issues we're seeing in New York City right now, is that crime has soared, and we're seeing individuals assaulted and attacked every single day on our subways, on our streets, people being brutally stabbed in the street, in the subway.
82-year-old Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery after surgery for a skull fracture. The 42-year-old suspect, David Pappy, facing multiple charges, including attempted homicide and elder abuse. Leftist candidate Lula da Silva defeating far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil's presidential runoff election Sunday. The race was very close, with former President da Silva winning 50.9% of the vote. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin hitting the campaign trail as he faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Fox's Lauren Blanchard has more.
It's not just the Senate race that's heated. A fired up former President Obama said Republican Senator Ron Johnson is out of touch with voters. The former president was campaigning for the Democratic ticket, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who says Senator Johnson serves wealthy donors and not Wisconsin. Two-term Senator Ron Johnson is on the campaign trail again in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He is on day three of Ron's road tour, with dozens of stops planned over the next week on a massive bus called the Ronmobile. Like so many other Republicans vying for votes, his campaign is hammering home the economic pain most Americans feel at the store and at the pump. Senator Johnson has a slight lead in the polls, but it's still too close to the margin of error.
Barnes calling for gun reform. Johnson's campaign press secretary says Barnes' gun reform policies would make Wisconsin more like California. And Alaskan GOP Senate candidate Kelly Shibaka tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo what issues are most important to voters in her state.
The number one thing I hear is inflation and jobs. We've lost over 25,000 jobs in our oil and gas industry.
A superhero film again topping the weekend box office.
Black Adam holds on to the number one spot in its second weekend in theaters.
I was a slave until I died. Then I was reborn a god.
The Warner Brothers film starring Dwayne Johnson adding $27.7 million in ticket sales. It's now made over $111 million domestically. The star power of Julia Roberts and George Clooney keeps attracting moviegoers. Universal's romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise, second on the weekend charts again, selling $10 million worth of tickets. The horror flick Pray for the Devil coming in third with $7 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.